great example of the sort of slightly clever games that atheists like to play, where they create kind of a scenario where it's a heads I win, tails you lose kind of a situation. So basically the kind of the atheist mindset here is that the reason people hunger for gods and the reason they hunger to believe in some kind of higher power is because there are things in this world that they can't explain. And because they can't explain things, they figure that there must be some sort of transcendent being above them that is sort of existing in this mystery sphere. And so the idea is basically that's kind of what we're looking for with God, is the idea that there's something kind of beyond us, but that if the thing that's beyond us comes near, then somehow that means that it's no longer God. So it's basically the trick is this, it's that if we can't explain something divine, it's not real. And if we can explain it, therefore it's not divine. So if God is transcendent, he's not real, because transcendent things are just our hopes and our dreams and our trying to make sense and to bring order to the universe. And if God is immanent, if he's near, if the mystery becomes manifest among us, then it therefore can't be God. So either way, they win the scenario. Either there is no God far above us, or the God who has come near to us by virtue of his nearness can't be God.